I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Is it fall? Is it summer? Sometimes in LA, you have to go to the farmer's market to find out. Jillian Ferguson is there now with her weekly report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. Fall crops are showing up. There's a lot of squash in the market, but we're still seeing signs of summer. The tomatoes and peppers are still abundant, and corn is actually still here. I just stopped some chefs in the middle of the street with a cart full of corn to find out what they're doing with it. One of them is Sol Lee. He's the owner of Hebe in Koreatown. Hi, Sol.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So you guys, I just sort of came and accosted you in the middle of the street and said, what are you going to do with all that corn? Tell us how it's going to go on the menu.
So it's going to be part of our small plates. We have a miso butter elote. It's a Mendoza Farms corn. We grill it on a Binchotan grill. Binchotan is a Japanese oak. It gives it a very nice smoky flavor. So we brush it with miso butter, some shichimi on top, Japanese miso, Japanese mayo. And we accompany it with two lime wedges that we highly recommend using because it brings out a lot of flavor in the dish.
Ugh, that sounds incredible. So what kind of miso are you using? Is it a white miso?
No, we're using a Japanese red miso.
And what does that bring to the corn?
When it's grilled on the Binchotan, the aroma from the Binchotan, the smoke, it brings out a lot of the kind of pungent flavors from the red miso, and that really accompanies well with Mendoza Farms corn.
And you also mentioned sashimi. For people who aren't familiar with what that is, describe it.
It's just a Japanese red chili powder. Very mild in taste, not too spicy, but it definitely is a great pairing with the corn.
So you mentioned that this is one of the small plates at the restaurant. When we come to dinner at Hebe, how should we think about ordering? Is it just a meal of small plates?
What I like to tell customers when they come in is all of our raw small plates and our mains are meant to be shared. We have some great crudos as raws. We also have oysters that are seasonal and small plates. We have everything from, you know, the miso butter elote, stuffed chicken wings, scallops, abalone. Our main dishes are great as well. We have a chrysanthemum marinated prime strip loin steak, tomahawk Iberian pork katsu, and our seasonal catch recently has been a Japanese madai, also known as a sea bream. We're modern Japanese cuisine with Korean influence, and we try to source everything from the farmer's market. In terms of protein and seafood, we get a lot of it from Japan, or we source from, you know, some of the top vendors in Los Angeles that provide the highest quality.
So exciting. Well, thank you, Sol.
Thank you so much.
That was Sol Lee. He's the owner of Hebe in Koreatown. They are open for both lunch and dinner, Wednesday through Sunday. Lunch is a more casual affair, but at dinner time, you can find that miso elote. One of the harbingers of fall at Southern California markets are the barhi dates. Alvaro Batista announces his return every year to the market with these hanging displays of pale yellow sprays of barhi dates. They hang down from his canopy. And while we enjoy the dry dates almost all year round, the fresh barhi is a seasonal treat that can only be enjoyed this time of year. Hi, Alvaro.
Hello. Beautiful to be back.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. So just let everybody know about these barhi dates. Can you maybe compare them to the medjool, which is a much more common variety that we see in the grocery store?
Well, the barhi dates always come a little earlier in the season because they're you can eat them like crunchy. And the medjools, you have to wait until they get like super ripe. But the barhis, I bring them in two stages, like the liquid gold or crunchy, like an apple, would taste a little bit like sugarcane. This year, it's looking a little better for barhis, or I think we're gonna have them a little longer than usual because the change of weather kind of slowed everything down. So we're gonna get more crunchy dates this season and some barhi dates, hopefully another month of the juice, liquid gold.
Oh, how wonderful. I love that you have nicknames for all of your dates. The liquid gold are the barhis that have turned a little bit more ripe. They're not crunchy anymore, and they just pop in your mouth with this explosion of sugar. It's amazing. So why is it that we can eat the barhi dates in the kalal stage and not the other dates?
The barhi dates, they're not as how do you call this? Like a persimmon? Tannic. Tannic. Yeah, they just have a little bit of tannic, but the medjools have like crazy bad, but the barhis is the only one that can eat be a little crunchy. And the skin is the one that does that. But once you get through the inside, like chew it like an apple, it gets more and more flavor out of it. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You have all the other dates on the table right now, too. The medjools, the kadrawis. Are they also the new crop or are those left over from last year?
Oh, no, everything. When I come back, when I leave, because I leave around 2 months out of the year every time, so I sell out everything. When I come back, everything's like brand new. We only have on the table 5 kinds right now because we're like 7 hot dates on the website. So we're still missing 2. We still need the Deglet Nors and the Zahiris. They're still taking a little longer than usual.
And so these other varieties that are already dry, are they also a little bit softer this time of year when they're more fresh?
Oh, yeah. Right now, they're on their prime. They're, like, all liquid. Even though the honey dates are still soft, the halawis, like the caramel ones, they're creamy. And the kadrawis, the juicies, they're amazing. They just dissolve. I tell my customers on the barhis not to chew. I just warn them, don't chew them. Just, they're going to burst themselves. Don't chew them. So that's beautiful.
Alvaro, we had such a wet winter this year. Did that impact you guys down in Mecca?
Yes, we had that tornado 1 week, and that wasn't as bad as the following week. We had a big storm. Our whole ranch got flooded. The water just slows down the whole crop, and it was so flooded we couldn't get to the date, so a lot of our production is going to get fermented. We have maybe a little less than half still on the trees, and it's going to take us about another 3 weeks to get all the dates off the trees.
Okay, so will that mean a shorter season?
Yes, it means like it's going to be no good for our customers. And hopefully everybody enjoys it while we have, but we're thinking it's going to be a real short season.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, we will absolutely enjoy them while we can. Thank you, Alvaro.
Thank you so much.
That was Alvaro Bautista of Bautista Family Ranch down in Mecca. He brings his dates to the Wednesday Santa Monica Farmers Market, the Saturday markets in Torrance and Irvine, as well as the Hollywood Market on Sunday. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Brush. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. Join me tomorrow at Smorgasburg at the Row DTLA for KCRW and Gustavo's Tortilla Tournament. The live judging starts at 12:30. RSVP at kcrw.com/tortilla. And I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.